Here we go.
Get ready, get set for the best movie and pop culture talk in the universe. It's the Good Brothers on Mercado Airwaves with your hosts, Alex Mercado and Mike Mercado.
Welcome in, friends, to another edition of the Good Brothers here on Mercado Airwaves. I'm your host, Mike Mercado, and the one, the only, the Good Brother himself is on location today, so I will be your highwayman between LA and New York City as we give you all the major news and notes from the pop culture world. But before we get to today's episode, and it is a beefy one, we have to take care of some housekeeping notes. Follow us all over the universe. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media, Instagram Mike Mercado Media, and the show is on Twitter at Good Brothers Pod. Give the Good Brother a follow on Twitter at Mercado21Alex, and you can see all his gym selfies on Instagram at Mercado2121. Check us out on teespring.com/Mercado Airwaves. There you can get our When in Doubt Merc It Out t-shirt, some good old-fashioned Alex Mercado lingo. Like us on Facebook at Mercado Airwaves. Subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/Mercado Airwaves Network. Play video games with us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Mercado Airwaves. Like, rate, review, and share us wherever you get your favorite podcast at Mercado Airwaves. Become a producer of the show. Support all of Alex's bad habits at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves, the home to our interviews with athletes and celebrities that you could get free and before anybody else. That's patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. And if you would like to keep up to date with everything we're doing on the network, from the True Crime Show, the Pop Culture Show, sports, our sister station, the Gone Missing Podcast, follow us on Twitter at Mercado Airwaves. First things first, friends, let's jump into the MCU as we got episode 8 of WandaVision called Previously On. And this episode, I thought, was a really good television episode. A really good written episode. A wonderful flow to it. Not really what you get from WandaVision the last few weeks. It felt different. It was shot differently. It just had different stakes and emotion. But let's go ahead and get into this episode. We see Agatha's beginnings in Salem. So spoilers alert if you haven't caught up, but we see her in Salem. We see her kill a bunch of other witches in her covenant. And then we're brought up into modern time where her and Scarlet Witch are having their thing, you know, down in that basement. So what did I really like about this episode? I liked all of the journey that we took from, you know, the Previously On is kind of cool because you're seeing a lot of stuff that are filling in the blanks. But there's a lot of questions I had about this episode. You know, the way they frame a lot of things in the beginning of this series to where we're at now, you know, it answered a bunch of questions. But while it's doing that, I still have a few that I'm still wondering, like, is Vision a manifestation of just her emotions? Is there something about that, the mind, soul storm, whichever one that he has? Is that vision real? Is it an actual bodily thing that once the world, the hex is gone, will it just go back and absorb into Wanda? What about that other weapon that's finally been operated that they brought in where they were able to take the witchy juice of Scarlet Witch in the drone to bring that new Vision 2.0 up? Are they going to merge them two together? Because we do know down the road in Spider-Man Far From Home that there's a memorial thing for Vision, like that he's confirmed dead. So unless they're going to hide Paul Bettany, or like that's the story they're going to go with, this isn't going to end well. Both of them are going to die. Both those poor Vision machines are dead. We also know that it was fake Pietro. So we know that Aaron Taylor Johnson, right? I believe that's his name, who played Pietro Quicksilver in Age of Ultron, that in this series, he is dead in the ground on the other side of the planet, right? That this was just a manifestation. I don't know if this was somebody that she just found, somebody she made up. That's what I'm interested to see. But she does confirm that it is a fake Pietro. So this isn't the X-Men universe Pietro. This isn't them bringing back Quicksilver. But still, they gave us that mid-credits scene, correct? Where they show us with Rambo and with Quicksilver. So is that going to lead anywhere for episode 9? We didn't get any of that in this one. So that in its own is pretty interesting. So at this point now, we're going to see that Agatha does have the kids and she gives the pronunciation, the name, the declaration that you are the Scarlet Witch. So it's kind of an origin story too, even though I guess this is her second origin story. That's kind of cool. But I always thought she was called Scarlet Witch. I mean, I guess not, right? In all the films, she's always just been Wanda. So she gets her moniker now. What happens in the next episode? Look, a lot of people still think there's this big cameo coming. And I've had this talk with a lot of people that is Benedict Cumberbatch a true big time coup if they're able to get him to come into the show? I mean, we've seen a bunch of Doctor Strange. And Benedict Cumberbatch is not, you know, it's not like he's not been on television before. So you're not getting some guy that's always been this movie star now coming to TV. Like, I wonder what is going to be the delivery of this? And how much of this is connected moving forward? Because we know all the MCU is connected, right? But the quick turnaround from WandaVision to Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Okay, it's a week break. What is going to be the connecting factor then? If it's Doctor Strange, so that means we're going to go from WandaVision to a correlation, a partnership, a mix with whatever the multiverse of madness is going to be while waiting. And we're having this story of Falcon and Winter Soldier, which probably connects more to Black Widow. At least this is just guessing. I wonder if we're just, if we're going to be set up for everything just being answered at episode 9 and that's just it. You know, I think a lot of people think there's going to be this crazy, huge cliffhanger. I don't know if that's the case. Not after we've gone through all of this. But I really enjoyed this episode. I think Catherine Hahn is killing it as Agatha. Obviously, Elizabeth Olsen's amazing. Paul Bettany's amazing. We didn't get Kat Dennings in this episode. No Rambo really in this episode. There's one more kind of rumor, which would be interesting, is Brie Larson showing up as Captain Marvel because of the connection with it, Monica, right? Again, like, all this for a 15-minute cameo, 10-minute cameo, maybe just a second. I don't know. I don't think the space engineer was anybody. And I don't know if there's actually this big cameo everybody's talking about. So we know for sure it's not going to be Magneto or Charles Xavier. So what can it really be? Like, who can it be? I don't know. I'm fascinated to see how this all plays out. But we've made it one more episode. And we will get our finale of WandaVision, which has 9 episode series, and I think it is delivering the cast, the writing, to the cinematography, to the sets, to the clothing. I just think that they've absolutely crushed it. So super excited for episode 9 to come out next week. We will be here covering every single moment of it. Let us know your thoughts. How does this play out? Do the children survive? Are we just being set up for a WandaVision movie? Are we just set up for Wanda to be the bad guy in a future movie? How does this all play out? Let us know your thoughts. I'm on Twitter at Mike at Media, Instagram, Mike Mercado Media. The show's on Twitter at Good Brothers Pod. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It is a new Superman movie. This comes to us from our friends over at Variety. Ta-Nehisi Coates, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, is writing a new Superman film for DC and Warner Bros. This is coming to us again from Variety. The project is in very early development, but the new film is being produced by J.J. Abrams' Bad Robot. Hannah Minghella will also produce. There is no director attached to the project at this time, and the search for an actor to play Kal-El, Superman, has not yet begun. And then they get quotes from the writers and the staff, and other the big rumor is that they are looking to cast someone else. And there's even talks about it being like a Michael B. Jordan. There's been talks about Michael B. Jordan playing a Superman of some sorts for a long time. We've known that a Superman movie was going to be produced at some point. That there's been rumors and talks about it for a long time. The real question's always been the casting. Who will play Kal-El? Will it be Henry Cavill as Clark Kent again? And there's a show bet going on between the Good Brother and I that I thought that was it. Henry Cavill will not be playing Superman again. That we will recast Superman and we will be moving forward. And even though we have this Justice League movie on, it just feels like they're gonna just start fresh, start different. Once all this Zack Snyder stuff is done, once they've gotten into the new stuff with the Matt Reeves Batman and so on and so forth, I think they're just going to try new. And I don't know. I'm a big Henry Cavill fan, but more than anything, they're telling us they don't know who's going to be director. But if J.J. Abrams has his production company doing this, and we know that this man is a fanboy of Superman, has always wanted to do a Superman. You don't think he's going to? You don't think for 1 second we're going to get a JJ Superman movie if Bad Robot is the production company behind it? That to me is the safest bet in Hollywood. So the real question to me becomes, are you a Superman fan? Okay, if you are, good news, we have a new Superman movie coming. If you're a Henry Cavill fan, I think you're going to be disappointed. I don't think that he's going to come back to play Kal-El. Finally, are you a J.J. Abrams fan? Because if you haven't liked some of the recent Star Wars movies, if you haven't liked any of the recent Star Trek movies, I mean, how excited are you for this? I think it's a really interesting move for Warner Brothers. And I don't know if this is going to be Legendary Films that's going to be behind us, but for them to go with J.J. of all people. But we knew this was a possibility. We've been talking about it for months, especially when we knew that he had that exclusive deal. So at least for right now, we are getting ourselves a new Superman movie. It is in development. Ta-Nehisi Coates writing a new Superman film for DC and Warner Brothers. It will be produced by J.J. Abrams' Bad Robot. No director has been brought in, but I'm telling you guys, look out for J.J. to make his Superman film. Here's something you guys might find interesting. This comes from us from our friends over at CNET. Paramount Plus, everything to know about CBS All Access revamp. And if you guys hadn't heard, there was a big drop by Paramount about their new app, consolidating everything from CBS All Access, replacing it. It's a $10 a month ad-free when it launches, and this is coming on later on this year. But the big news is some of the stuff that is coming on to the network. We are getting a revival of Frasier, a CG animation update of the Rugrats. We're getting a new Avatar The Last Airbender kind of world and universe. They even are making a new studio for them. And obviously everything going on with The Quiet Place 2 and Mission Impossible 7. So more than anything, if you already are a CBS All Access subscriber, your membership transferred over to Paramount Plus. Even if you're currently paying for it at $6 a month tier, the CBS All Access app is set to automatically update into the Paramount Plus app. Whether you currently on CBS All Access $10 a month ad-free tier or on its $6 a month tier with ads, you will be able to access everything on Paramount Plus. The only difference is whether you continue to see ads or not. So what do we know? 36 original series debut later this year. A bunch of awesome 90s sitcoms coming back, including some of my favorite cartoons. And it is starting off at $10 a month. So Paramount Plus coming out of the gates hot.
All right, so?
Gave us a fake name again.
Again.
Not shocked.
Dang.
Yeah. I just don't understand why he keeps doing this.
You don't understand?
Really?
I feel like it's pretty obvious to spoil things.
I don't spoil things.
You're saying
name me one thing that I've actually spoiled.
The last movie title. Thing. Yes.
That is right, friends. We have ourselves a title for the new Spider-Man film, Spider-Man No Way Home. And this was after Tom Holland and Jacob Belanton and Zendaya were all over social media trolling people and doing different titles and whatnot. But it is official that we have ourselves a Spider-Man title coming out holiday season of this year. So it's going to be super exciting to see what we get from this film. And let's go ahead and say about the title, right? We've heard about the Multiverse of Madness. We know we're getting Alfred Molina. We know there's rumors about Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire. We know Jamie Foxx is coming back in this movie. So something's up. And that's why so many people feel like WandaVision is leading into that direction. But regardless, No Way Home. What are we talking about here? Is he stranded in a different planet? Are we getting ready for Secret Wars? Is this more connected to the end when we see Nick Fury on the spaceship with the Skrull? Like, where is this heading to? This can go many different ways. And I think Multiverse of Madness impacts this movie much more than, let's say, WandaVision. I feel like WandaVision is your step to Doctor Strange, which is, and this is your step to Spider-Man. But No Way Home, just clever enough of a name, right? Keeps on with the Homecoming, Far From Home, and then No Way Home. But it also makes you ask questions like, where are they? Why can't they? And how is this going to be impacted by the shows coming before it? But shout out to everybody who got close to the name, picked the name, but we have it. Our new Spider-Man film, Spider-Man No Way Home, hits theaters this holiday season. But that'll do it for us on this edition of The Good Brothers here on Mercado Airwave. Thank you so much for making us a part of your days. It was a nice, easy treat edition of the show as we wanted to give you some of the major news and notes that we got over the last few days. Make sure you guys are following us all over the socials in case anything else breaks. I'm on Twitter at Mike at Media, Instagram, Mike Mercado Media. The show's on Twitter at Good Brothers Pod. The Good Brother is all over social media. He's on Twitter at Mercado21Alex and on Instagram, Mercado2121. Like, rate, review, and shares wherever you get your favorite podcast at Mercado Airwaves. Patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves is how you can support the podcast network. You can also get our interviews ad-free and before anybody else at Patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. Teespring.com/Mercado Airwaves. Like us on Facebook at Mercado Airwaves. YouTube.com/Mercado Airwaves Network. Play video games with us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Mercado Airwaves, and keep up to date with everything we're doing on the network, from the Pop Culture Show, the Sports Show, the True Crime Show, our sister podcast, by following us on Twitter at Mercado Airwaves. For the Good Brother himself, Alex Mercado, I'm the Good Brother, Mike Mercado. We will see you next time here on the Good Brothers on the Mercado Airwaves Network.
Thanks for joining us here on the Good Brothers, here on Mercado Airwaves.